the A-Train Sports Talk podcast, the number one podcast throughout the state of Kansas without any data to back that up. Bringing you the latest in all sports news from KCAC to AAC to the NBA to the NFL to the NCAA. You get all of that right here on the A-Train Sports Talk podcast with your host and conductor, Anthony Smith. Buckle up and enjoy the ride. A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. That's right. Resonating again on a Tuesday. And we do have a lot to get to. Let me just kind of set the narrative here of how things are going to go. We're going to start out looking at the KCAC. There are 9 KCAC teams recognized in NAIA Women's Wrestling Preseason Coaches Poll. 3 KCAC teams recognized in the latest NAIA Football First Down Playbook Coaches Poll. And that's just the start. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a look at some of this. And then we're going to shift around on the national scene as there was a big trade that took place. One player in particular finally got his wish. I'm not going to let the cat totally out the bag just yet. We will just wait to get to that when the time comes. But there are some things we want to take a look at. Like I said, we're going to start off with KCAC because I am definitely elated to bring this information to you. First of all, and this wasn't even on my notes, but since it's right here and I'm about to pull it up, 3 KCAC teams recognized in the latest NAIA Men's Cross Country Coaches Poll. 3 teams from the Kansas Collegiate Athletic Conference, KCAC, were recognized in the latest edition of the NAIA Men's Cross Country Coaches Poll, the national office announced on last Thursday. University of St. Mary was ranked number 5, dropping down 1 spot from their ranking in the previous poll. Kansas Wesleyan University moved up 2 spots to number 20. Tabor College was in the coaches poll for the first time this season as the Blue Jays were in the receiving votes category of the poll. The next edition of the NAIA Men's Cross Country Coaches Poll will be released Monday, November the 6th. So the rankings as they are right now, Indiana Wesleyan is coming in number 1. Number 3 is Milligan from Tennessee at number 2. Number 3 is the Masters, California. Number 14 is College of Idaho. Coming in number 5 is St. Mary's. Number 6 is Eastern Oregon. Number 7 is Dort, Iowa. Number 8, Cumberland, Kentucky. Number 9, Montreat, North Carolina. Number 10, Grace, Indiana. Number 11 is Goshen out of Indiana. Number 12, Taylor out of Indiana. Number 13, St. Francis, Illinois. Number 14, Corbin, Oregon. Number 15, Shawnee State, Ohio. Number 16, Montana Tech. Number 17, Doane, Nebraska. I believe that's how you pronounce that. D-O-A-N-E. Number 18, Lewis-Clark State, Idaho. Number 19, Rocky Mountain out of Montana. Number 20, Kansas Westland. Number 21, Oklahoma City. Number 22, Aquinas, Michigan. Number 23, Huntington, Indiana. Number 24, Indiana East. And number 25, Carroll, Montana. And how they come about these rankings is explained right here. The top 25 was voted up on by a panel of head coaches representing each of the conferences and unaffiliated groupings. The top 25 is determined by a points system based on how each voter ranks the best teams. A team receives 30 points for each first place vote, 29 for second place, and so on through the list. The highest and lowest ranking for each team, a non-rating, is considered a low ratings, is removed, and the team's ranking will be recalculated with an additional point added to each team for every ballot, including discounted ballots that the teams appear on. Teams that receive only 1 point in the ballot are not considered receiving votes for the complete top 25. So that's how that is calculated. And there are some more stories as it relates to the KCAC. As you know, basketball is around the corner. And in some aspects, basketball is up on us right now as we speak. And we are going to look at some upcoming games, as there are some games on slate for tonight across the KCAC. And we are trying to pull up a schedule here, and I believe we can do it right here. Here we go. And just bear with us, as for some reason, I guess since the weather's cold outside, the technology that we have wants to kind of slow up as well too. But there are four KCAC teams recognized in the NAIA Men's Basketball preseason poll, and the 2023 KCAC Men's Basketball preseason team is announced. So we're going to take a look at that right now. As you know, I like giving love to the KCAC. A lot of people don't, unless they have their own broadcast team. You don't hear much about the KCAC pretty much throughout the broad spectrum. So this is something that I want to venture into and expand my podcast. So the 2023 KCAC Men's Basketball preseason team is announced. Kansas Collegiate Athletic Conference is pleased to announce the 2023 KCAC Men's Basketball preseason team, as voted on by the KCAC Men's Basketball head coaches. The group consists of one graduate student, four seniors, four juniors, and one sophomore. Oklahoma Wesleyan University leads the way with three honorees, followed closely by Southwestern College and Kansas Wesleyan University, which have two honorees each. Evangel University, Ottawa University, and Bethel College each have one player on the preseason team. Four players who were named to the All-Conference First Team in either the KCAC or the Heart of America Athletic Conference, in Evangel's case, last season, were named to this year's preseason team. Jaden Litsky of Oklahoma Wesleyan, Kevin Clark of Southwestern, Alex Littlejohn of Kansas Wesleyan, and Josh Pritchett of Evangel. Litsky was the 2022-23 KCAC Men's Basketball Player of the Year, while Pritchett was named the 2023 Heart of America Men's Basketball Player of the Year. Two other award winners from the 2022-23 KCAC men's basketball season return this season and were named to this year's preseason team. Derek Talton Jr. was the KCAC men's basketball defensive player of the year a year ago, while Carmelo Yakubu of Bethel College was last season's KCAC men's basketball freshman of the year. Five players on the 2023 KCAC men's basketball preseason team were named to one of the NAIA men's basketball All-America teams last season. Liskey and Clark earned a spot on the All-America first team. Pritchett was named to the All-America second team. Littlejohn was on the All-America third team. And Caleb Stokes of Oklahoma Wesleyan was named to the All-America honorable mention team. So here is a list of the KCAC men's basketball preseason team. Jaden Liskey, Oklahoma Wesleyan University, junior. Kevin Clark, Southwestern College, senior. Alex Littlejohn, Kansas Wesleyan University, junior. John Pritchett, Evangel University, graduate. John Murdoch, Kansas Wesleyan University, senior. Andrew O'Brien, Southwestern College, senior. Caleb Stokes, Oklahoma Wesleyan University, senior. Derek Talton, junior, Oklahoma Wesleyan University, junior. DeAndre Buggage, Ottawa University, junior. And Carmelo Yakubu, Bethel College, sophomore. So there you have a glimpse at the KCAC and what to expect. As a matter of fact, here's something else of interest. As men's basketball players of the week were named already, Oklahoma Wesleyan sweeps KCAC men's basketball weekly honors. Jaden Liskey and DJ Talton Jr., both of number 7 Oklahoma Wesleyan University, earned the KCAC men's basketball offensive and defensive player of the week honors respectively, the conference office announced on Monday. The two student athletes were selected for their performances from October 23rd through 29th by a vote of conference sports information directors. All KCAC player of the week honors are presented by Equity Bank. Offensive Player of the Week, Jaden Liskey, number 7, Oklahoma Wesleyan University, 6'8 junior forward from Owosso, Oklahoma. Liskey had a fantastic start to the season, scoring 23 points in 24 minutes on 11 of 12 shooting from the field. He also pulled down 6 offensive rebounds, 10 total rebounds, and dished out 2 assists. Defensive Player of the Week, DJ Talton Jr., also of number 7, Oklahoma Wesleyan University, 5'10" junior guard out of Fort Worth, Texas. Talton, last season's KCAC Men's Basketball Defensive Player of the Year, started off his junior campaign with a strong defensive showing. He tallied 6 steals and 2 defensive rebounds. So there you have what they did to start the basketball season off. And what I am going to do right here, I am going to go ahead and pause, and I am going to take a break because there is so much more to come, and my time is very limited as to how much I can do. So what I am going to do is I'm going to take a break right here, and when I come back, I'm going to get into the news that is the talk of the day. I've already been talking about it. There was a trade that took place in the NBA. And a particular player, even though the league has said no more talk of where you only want to play for, has found his way to his destination. Who might that be? Come back on the other side of this break and you will find out on the ride known as the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast with your host and conductor of the number 1 podcast in the state of Kansas without any data to back that up, the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast.
Mr. Max Market, formerly known as P&P, is fully stocked for all your grocery needs. We carry the largest selection of hot links in Wichita, including the world-famous Oklahoma links from Mountain View and Rogers, Kansas links from Yoder, Colorado links from Gold Star, as well as national brands such as Siegel and Dietz. Our meat department stocks ribs, pork butts, pork chops, brisket, hams, chicken, hamburger meat, oxtails, buffalo fish, whole catfish and fillets, and much more. In season, we stock hard-to-find produce such as red, yellow, orange, and purple meat, watermelon, cantaloupe, melons, tomatoes, corn, greens, okra, and more. We have a huge selection of fish fry, seasonings, sauces, and rubs, including the full lines of Louisiana and Slap Ya Mama products. In addition, we have all grocery staples including flour, sugar, bread, butter, cheese, snacks, milk, canned goods, candy, snacks, and drinks.
Chip, crack, or completely broken, does your vehicle need the glass man?
Hey, glass man.
Whether it's from recent hailstorms, a rock from the road, vandalism, whatever has you looking through a chip or crack, call the glass man.
Hey, glass man.
The glass man will fix your vehicle's glass the right way with certified technicians that'll make sure your replacement glass is calibrated with all its original safety features.
Hey, glass man.
Bring your vehicle to the glass man just west of West Street on Central, or get it fixed by their mobile unit, 316-669-GLASS, or at heyglassman.com.
And now, back to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. Welcome back to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast, your favorite and only conductor, Anthony Smith. Welcome back in. Thank you. Appreciate that. Well. Now we got something to talk about. Trade. The trade that we thought would never happen has happened. One man during the summer called out his owner and said the man is a liar. And rode around on a scooter, which is also against NBA policy about riding around on scooters and stuff, you know, that magnitude. I mean, he did it blatantly, as if to say he really didn't give a, you know what? Called his owner a liar. Say he never wanted to play for him again. But yet, this was the same owner you played for years in Houston, and he pretty much gave you everything you want, and you still didn't deliver a championship. What am I talking about? Well, talking about James Harden. We're going to talk about James Harden in two different ways. First of all, James Harden and the weirdest career of any NBA superstar ever. The list of NBA players to log four straight top three most valuable player finishes is a who's who of all-time greats. And James Harden, whose career has taken an odd turn since his third place MVP finish in 2020. Here's a list of them. Bill Russell, 1958-1965. Oscar Robertson, 1962-1966. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, 1970-74. Larry Bird, 1981-88. Magic Johnson, 1983-91. Michael Jordan, 1987-93. Tim Duncan, 2001-04. Kobe Bryant, 2007-2010. LeBron James, 2009-2016. And James Harden, 2017-2020. The list of players to record six top five MVP finishes in a seven-year span, or eight straight top 10 finishes, which Harden did for the Houston Rockets, is not all that different. These 10 players share 46 championship rings between them, and all but Harden have one. In fact, everyone else but Robertson has at least three. Harden, who turned 34 years old in August, will play for a fifth team for his 15th season after picking up a $35.6 million option for the 2023-24 campaign and requesting a trade from the Philadelphia 76ers. He got that wish early Tuesday when the 76ers reportedly traded him to the Los Angeles Clippers. He will also join a short list of MVPs who have played for five franchises: Moses Malone, 7, Bob McAdoo, 7, Shaquille O'Neal, 6, Derrick Rose, 6, Russell Westbrook, 5. Malone and McAdoo rose to stardom in the 1970s when routinely teams sold stars, even MVPs, to keep from folding. Injuries threatened careers and general managers made crippling decisions. O'Neal chased rings on the Phoenix Suns, Cleveland Cavaliers, and Boston Celtics in his final three seasons when he was a part-time player in his late 30s. Rose has been a journeyman since a series of knee injuries threatened his career. And Westbrook is on his fifth team in five seasons, largely because Harden persuaded the Rockets to trade him. So now you wonder, how is that going to work in L.A., the Clippers, that is? I mean, think about it. You're going to a place where you were teammates with a guy and you wanted him traded. Ooh, the locker room is going to get very interesting. Trust me. This is James Harden we're talking about. Some people don't want to believe this. They think this is a good fit. I think the opposite. And the two quickly decided they neither want to play in Houston nor with each other, which is ironic since the two will be teammates for a third time now. Name that first time they were teammates. Doom, 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 doom. That's right, Oklahoma City. Ding, ding, ding. The Venn diagram of those two circles makes Harden's career the weirdest of any bona fide superstar ever. It was not all that strange when Harden wanted off the Oklahoma City Thunder in 2012, even if they were a title favorite, because he was the sixth man of the year looking for a premier role and they would not meet his modest asking price. Nor was it weird when Harden and Dwight Howard parted ways in 2016, a year removed from a Western Conference Finals appearance, since Howard was then considered the dissenter. There were indications of what weirdness would come in the calendar year of 2015 when Harden dated Khloe Kardashian. He was benched in the Game 6 comeback that propelled Houston to the conference finals, partied with the entertainer Drake before back-to-back must-win games against the eventual champion Golden State Warriors played a role, directly, indirectly, or both, in head coach Kevin McHale's firing 11 games into the next season and reportedly pushing the Rockets to trade Howard again. When you come here, you have to pick your side, a veteran member of the Rockets warned a mid-season edition of the dynamic between Harden and Howard, according to Lee Jenkins, then of Sports Illustrated. It's really bad for the locker room dynamic, another source told Ken Berger, then of CBS Sports. Between the ends of the Houston role for McHale and Howard, if everybody knows that James Harden can fire you or trade you, you're going to pass the ball to Dwight or you're going to pass the ball to James Harden. Except, Harden was generating offense at historic levels in the aftermath of Howard's 2016 exit. Over the next four seasons, Harden banked three scoring titles, an assist crown, and his four straight top three MVP finishes, averaging 32.4 points and 8.8 assists per game from 2016 to 2020. It was the dawn of Maury Ball, which demanded double-digit attempts from Harden at the rim, the free throw line, and the three-point arc every night. This stretch opened a window into the crooks of Harden's career. What satisfied him is unfulfilling to anyone who is not content with winning two-thirds of their regular season games on his terms, namely any high-profile star who joined him in pursuit of a championship. Harden has never leveraged his high usage brand of basketball into playoff success, the way other mainstays of the MVP conversations leverage their games. It isn't always just his style of play, either. Harden scored 10 points on 2-for-11 shooting and committed 6 turnovers in a closeout Game 6 to the San Antonio Spurs in the second round of the 2017 playoffs, arguably his worst big game performance in a playoff career full of them. He and Chris Paul led the Rockets to the 2018 Western Conference Finals, pushing one of the greatest teams ever assembled to a Game 7. But in Paul's absence, Houston missed a postseason record 27 straight three-pointers, including 10 from Harden. Harden was the league's MVP on a 65-win team that might have won a title if Paul had not been injured and Kevin Durant had not joined Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green in Golden State. Yet, inside of a year, Harden and Paul's relationship was unsalvageable. Another playoff loss to the Warriors ended in a verbal exchange between them that began over ball distribution and still lingers to this day. One of Paul's biggest beefs, sources later told ESPN, Tim McMahon, was that Harden basically opted not to participate in the Rockets' offense when the ball wasn't in his hands, sometimes barely stepping over half court while spectating when Paul had the ball. Soon came a bombshell from Yahoo Sports, Vincent Goodwill. Paul requested a trade, and Harden issued a him-or-me edict in a rush to end their partnership. "We don't talk, communicate, nothing like that," Paul told TNT's Chris Haynes of Harden in 2020. The Rockets dealt Paul and the rights to 4 first-round picks to Oklahoma City in 2019 for Westbrook at Harden's behest, and things officially got weird. The longtime friends and reunited teammates earned a home playoff seed and narrowly defeated Paul's Thunder in the opening round. But Westbrook reached the same conclusion as Paul after a second-round loss to the eventual champion Los Angeles Lakers in 2020. Multiple reports at the time detailed Westbrook's concern about a Rockets culture that permitted Harden to charter private jets to Las Vegas parties between games and arrive late to team activities. As with Paul, Harden reportedly did not receive criticism well from Westbrook, who also took issue with ball movement. See, something about this tells me that this situation with the Clippers is not going to bode well. I don't care how you try to paint it and fix it up. The old saying goes like this: you can take a pig, clean him up, put him in a tuxedo, but don't let him get outside, because if he sees that pig slop, he's going to go get right in it. At best, the Lakers have a pig slop in the makings. And trust me, Harden is going to mess it up. This time, both requested trades. The Rockets dealt Westbrook and the rights to another first-round pick to the Washington Wizards for John Wall's albatross contract, and Harden would not lord over a teardown his game begot. As training camp opened in 2020 with the trade in place for Harden, he partied in Las Vegas and Atlanta with rapper Lil Baby and offered this to the media when he finally arrived in Houston out of shape. "James, what was the point that you were trying to get across when you went to Atlanta and Vegas when training camp was starting?" "Harden, I was just training." "What were you training for?" "Harden, the start of the NBA season." "How did going to Atlanta and Vegas help you there when the Rockets were starting training camp in Houston?" "Harden, just my personal trainers." Harden quit on the organization that oversaw his rise to superstardom, telling reporters after back-to-back early season losses to the Lakers, "We're just not good enough. Obviously, chemistry, talent-wise, just everything. And it was clear these last few games, I love the city. I've literally done everything that I can. I mean, this situation, it's crazy. It's something that I don't think can be fixed. So, yeah, thanks." To which Harden's Rockets teammates, DeMarcus Cousins, responded, "The disrespect started way before any interview. Just the approach to training camp, showing up the way he did, the antics off the court. I mean, the disrespect started way before. So this isn't something all of a sudden happened last night." Houston promptly dealt Harden to join Durant and Kyrie Irving on the Brooklyn Nets. So Harden lugged his baggage to the greatest theatrical team of all time and never unpacked it. He conceded that his poor preseason conditioning contributed to the right hamstring issue that derailed Brooklyn's 2021 title shot. I kind of blame last year on myself because I'm usually prepared, like physically, mentally, Harden told reporters at the start of the 2021-22 campaign when he declared himself healthy and happy in Brooklyn. Last year was just draining in the sense of all the stuff that was going on, so I didn't have the right mindset and preparation for an entire season. Usually I'm very, very durable, and I'm able to handle anything that comes my way for the most part. So last year was kind of tricky. It was kind of weird or whatever. Weird or whatever indeed. There is more to that story, but time will not. Well, maybe I can go ahead and finish this out. It was around this time that Harden declined a 3-year, $160 million extension from the Nets that he had previously twice told Durant he would sign, according to the Ringer's Logan Murdoch. With that, Harden quit on Brooklyn too. He grew frustrated by Irving's vaccination protest and Durant's injury absence during the 2021-22 season, even as his own hamstring issues persisted and his teammates responded in kind. Definitely a weird vibe between them, a source told The Athletic's Joe Barton of an exchange between Harden and Irving in January 2022. You could tell Harden was annoyed and Kyrie wasn't feeling James. Likewise, Durant was astonished in the opening weeks of the 2021-22 season at Harden's lack of explosiveness and sluggish play, something he attributed in large part to Harden's being out of shape, as he did the ensuing left hamstring issues, according to Kevin Arnovitz, then writing for ESPN.com. Sure enough, in the weeks before the February 2022 trade deadline, Harden melted in 4.6 turnover performance against the Sacramento Kings. He arrived at halftime of Brooklyn's next game against the Utah Jazz, flew to Vegas afterward instead of joining his teammates on their plane to Denver, and then showed up late to the game against the Nuggets, according to Jake Fisher, then of Bleacher Report. He made it clear to the Nets what they had known for some time. He was no longer committed. Anyway, there is more to this story, but time will not allow me to complete it. But what I am going to do right here is I'm going to take a break. And on the other side of this break, I'm going to come back and we're going to talk about the trade. That's right. The trade. The trade that was James Harden getting his wish. This is the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast with your host and your conductor, Anthony Smith. Hope you are enjoying the ride.
Mr. Max Market, formerly known as P&P Seed and Babe, is fully stocked for all your pet needs. We carry Victor, Bully Max, Diamond Value Pack, and many more brands. In addition, we carry collars, chains, and any pet supplies you may need, including grooming supplies and dog shots. Make sure to like us on social media.
Chip, crack, or completely broken, does your vehicle need the glass man?
Hey, glass man.
Whether it's from recent hailstorms, a rock from the road, vandalism, whatever has you looking through a chip or crack, call the glass man.
Hey, glass man.
The glass man will fix your vehicle's glass the right way with certified technicians that'll make sure your replacement glass is calibrated with all its original safety features.
Hey, glass man.
Bring your vehicle to the glass man just west of West Street on Central, or get it fixed by their mobile unit, 316-669-GLASS, or at heyglassman.com.
You're listening to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. Buckle up and enjoy the ride.
Ooh.
welcome back to what most definitely will be my final segment, as now we will talk about what everybody else is talking about, the trade. Oh, I'm sure there's a whole lot more that can be talked about besides this, but right now this is at the forefront. I got all this week to talk about any and everything that's going on in the world of sports, locally, regionally, and nationally. The crazy thing is, I still haven't gotten to my KCAC football yet, but I will get there before this week is over. I did give you some KCAC updates, though, so hey, I'm still talking. But right now, it's about this dang James Harden. I mean, some people is all on board. Well, I know one person that is all on board, and I hope you paid attention to that last segment, because I'm telling you, James Harden playing this happy role. He played this same role when he went to Philadelphia. He like, this was my dream spot where I wanted to land. I'm so ecstatic. And now he's so ecstatic to land with the Clippers. But can I tell you something? In my opinion, and I know I'm going to get some pushback. I'm gonna get what's that word y'all, these young people using now? Cap, clap back, whatever, cap, whatever it means. I'll use the word I know I'm gonna get some pushback because I already got it. I've been in a text war already this morning. So whatever I get, I'm immune to it. Thing though is, when you listen to this, that's all you can do. You can listen, you can form your opinion. I just don't have to hear it. Bottom line, see, I'm gonna get to this story, but I'm reminded of a guy who's a Christian comedian, and he was telling the story of a evangelist, and he said, "Now the words that we preach and teach by faith, amen." He said, "Some of you out there think that you're smarter than me." He said, "But you're not smarter than me. I'm smarter than you." He said, "And until you find a way to get me to sit at home and watch you on TV, that means I'm smarter than you." Amen. So when you listen to this podcast, remember this. You're listening to me. I'm not listening to you. So in essence, that makes me smarter than you. Now, that does not apply to everybody, but the one listening knows exactly who this is going to. So anyway, report: James Harden traded to the Clippers after a turbulent summer with the Sixers. Daryl Morey's long national nightmare is over. I mean, can we say it? It is over. He ain't got to worry about it no more. It's over. And I took a poll and I asked the people in Philadelphia, how do y'all feel about this news right here with James Harden being traded to the Clippers? And this was the reaction I got from them. So I guess that means everybody's happy. They're happy he's gone, and he's happy to be going to L.A., and L.A.'s going to find out that this man has a lot of baggage, probably in more ways than one. I'm wondering if he's in shape, or does he look like the brown skin version of the Michelin Man? Anyway, the Philadelphia 76ers executive agreed to trade 10-time NBA All-Star and one-time MVP James Harden to the Los Angeles Clippers early Tuesday, according to ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski. The 76ers reportedly will receive Marcus Morris, Nick Batum, Robert Covington, Kenyon Martin Jr., and draft picks, according to Wojnarowski. PJ Tucker and Flip Petrusev are also part of the deal and will go to LA, according to ESPN. Philadelphia will also receive a 2028 unprotected first round pick, second round picks in 2024 and 2029, a 2029 pick swap, and a protected 2026 first-round pick from the Oklahoma City Thunder, Wojnarowski reported. The 2026 pick from the Thunder will be the lesser-valued pick of three that the Thunder own, according according to Yahoo Sports senior NBA reporter Jake Fisher. The 76ers will waive Danny Green to free up a roster spot to complete the deal. According to Wojnarowski, as part of the deal, the Clippers will send a 2027 first-round pick swap to Oklahoma City. Harden has not played yet this fall, and he was reportedly stopped by security from boarding the team's plane for the two-game season opening road trip last week. The NBA later opened an investigation into his absence, though Harden returned to the team's bench for their home opener Sunday. He was set to practice with the team again Tuesday and ramp up to make his debut as soon as Thursday. Now, Harden will head to the other side of the country and prepare to start his season with the Clippers instead. It's unclear when he will make his debut. The Clippers have won two of their first three games this season and take on the Orlando Magic on Tuesday. Harden reportedly is ecstatic to join the Clippers and could be at the Crypto.com Arena for Tuesday's game, according to ESPN's Ramona Shelburne. On the eve of free agency, Harden exercised his $35.6 million option for the 2023-24 season, only to request a trade from the Sixers, preferably to the Clippers, when word leaked to Wojnarowski that Philadelphia failed to find a sufficient return for Harden and expected the 34-year-old to report to training camp. Harden made it clear his stance on his relationship with the front office. Daryl Morey is a liar, and I will never be a part of an organization that he's a part of, Harden told the crowd at a promotional event in China last month. He repeated that statement to ensure the camera captured it. The NBA fined Harden $100,000 for indicating that he would not perform the services called for under his player contract unless traded to another team. It remains unclear whether the deceit to which Harden was referring alluded to a lucrative contract extension that never materialized or his lingering trade request. The Philadelphia Inquirer's Kevin Pompey reported that Morey was neither surprised by Harden's comments nor shaken in his quest to land equal value for a player he once called the best offensive player of all time. In reaching an agreement to deal Harden, Morey either acquired his asking price or lowered it, depending on how you feel about the 2018 MVP's recent performance and the package the Sixers receive in return. The most important opinion on the matter belongs to reigning league MVP Joel Embiid. His thoughts on a carousel that has spun Ben Simmons into Harden into a new team dynamic will be monitored closely. Harden averaged 21 points, 44-39-87 shooting splits, a league high 10.7 assists and 6.1 rebounds over 58 games last season, helping Philadelphia reach Game 7 in yet another Eastern Conference semifinals. There, they were in the Eastern Conference semifinals. So that means they were more than just one and done. Yeah, I had to put emphasis on that because that came up in the conversation too. In other words, the team he's leaving for has actually gone farther in the playoffs than the team that he's actually going to. The 14-year-old veteran is no longer the player he was from 2016 to 20, when he won three consecutive scoring titles and finished top three in MVP voting in four straight seasons. His 6.2 free throw attempts per game were his fewest since he won Sixth Man of the Year honors for the Oklahoma City Thunder in 2012. And his defense has slipped from what was already a below average level, but his playmaking remains exceptional. Harden flashed brilliance against the Boston Celtics in the conference semifinals last season, twice meeting 40 points in a victory, but his 12.5 points per game on 21.8% shooting from the field in four losses tilted the series in the rivals' favor. Even in his prime, Harden was never known as a clutch playoff performer. There should be concern about his health and commitment to helping a team win. Soft tissue injuries have plagued Harden since he arrived to Houston's 2020 camp out of shape. Strained hamstrings in both legs hindered his playoff performance in 2021 and 22. A strained tendon in his right foot and a sore left Achilles cost him 24 games this past season. He missed an average of 23 games the past three seasons after missing no more than 9 games in any of his previous 11 campaigns. Can you say that maybe Father Time is catching up with him? He did accept $14 million less when he declined a $47.4 million option last summer, making room for Philadelphia to add P.J. Tucker and Daniel House Jr., but that got the Sixers no closer to a title. Harden also quit on the Houston Rockets in 2021 and Brooklyn Nets in 2022 when it became clear that neither team was going to give him a chance to win his first ring, forcing trades with years left on a massive contract. Harden will join a fourth team in 2 calendar years, making the latest chapter in the weirdest superstar career ever. Well, my time is slowly coming to an end. It is time for me to bring this train into the station. But as always, I enjoy doing what I'm doing. Sometimes the content burned by a conversation that has been had, and trust me, there was conversation on this matter as we speak, and I had to pull up the facts, because sometimes we only look at things from a fan perspective and not really from a basketball perspective. Even though we may think that we have a lot of knowledge of the game basketball, we definitely don't know the inside scoop of the NBA, particularly, especially here in the state of Kansas, unless you just know someone on the inside. But when you start to see patterns develop, and that's what James Harden is. He is a pattern developer, and it's not a good pattern that he has developed. He's kind of like that old man that's kind of grumpy and set in his ways, and if he don't get his way one way, he'll just, well, you know what? I'll find another way. At best, he got the stats. He got the numbers that even say, hey, these are Hall of Fame numbers. But what's missing now is what he's really chasing, without saying it's what he's chasing. He is chasing after rings. But is he good for the locker room? Remember the backlash that was Russell Westbrook. Now you're going to partner up with this guy? How is that going to work out? Knowing the history, and not all of it good history, think about it. So, me personally, I'm going to end it on this note. I said this in the conversation. I'm saying this now on the podcast. I don't think this is a good fit for the Clippers. And it's, for me, it's not a matter of if. It's just a matter of when. James Harden didn't get his way. He's going to be ready to pack his bags. And he's going to be ready to find his next destination. Well, I'm going to tell you what my next destination is. My next destination is to bring this train to the station. Hope you have enjoyed the ride. Your tickets are reusable. Until the next time, take care of yourself and each other. We're pulling this train into the station. It's the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. Your host and conductor, Anthony Smith. Enjoy the rest of this day. I'm out.